Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now going to be dealing with chapter number 12, which is the six stages of revelation. The objectives of this particular lesson are this: upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to be able to list the six stages of the revelation of a plan of God and identify this pattern in biblical examples. Our key verse today is found in Isaiah, the 30th chapter, the 21st verse, which says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left." So in this course, you have learned much about knowing God's voice. You have learned prerequisites for knowing God's voice. You've learned the meaning and pattern of God's will and ways in which God communicates with man. And you were warned of non-biblical ways of seeking guidance and receiving guidelines for decision-making regarding questionable practices. You studied a biblical model for decision-making and learned what to do when you fail. And you also studied about suffering as it related to God's will. This final chapter presents six stages through which you will pass in the revelation of God, a plan of God. You'll experience three stages as you learn to walk in the will of God. Revelation knowledge. In a confused and misdirected world, God promises revelation knowledge to his followers. This means he will reveal divine plans, wisdom, and knowledge in the circumstances of life. Isaiah 30:21 says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left." When God reveals a plan, there are six stages through which you pass in the development of that revelation. These stages are evident in Luke 1:26-47. So you want to read this passage before continuing with the remainder of this lesson. These scriptures record the revelation of God given to Mary that she was to become the mother of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. In the story, there are six stages through which Mary passes as God's plan is revealed to her. These stages may be observed in the revelation of any plan of God to man. They are stages through which you will pass as you receive revelation knowledge of his plan for your life. Stage 1, vexation. In Luke 1:28-29, it says, "And the angel came to her, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be." So when the angel first appeared to Mary, she was troubled or vexed in her spirit. Whenever God wants to give new guidance, you often experience vexation. He permits you to be troubled by the circumstances in order to gain your attention. Perhaps you're questioning perplexing circumstances around you. You have been troubled and not understood why certain things were happening to upset your life. God is trying to gain your attention. If you're happy and content in the present circumstances, you will not seek him for new direction. That is why he allows you to be troubled in this first stage of revelation. Stage number 2, revelation. "And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." That's Luke 1:30-31. So when God gains your attention through vexation, he will reveal his plan to you. This is the second stage of revelation. In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, "Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." A troubled spirit caused Mary to focus her attention on God when he revealed his plan. She was to be the mother of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Stage number 3 is hesitation. "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Luke 1:34. So Mary hesitates to accept this revelation, and she questions how this can be. When God reveals new direction to your life, you are often overwhelmed. You may feel unqualified. You may feel it's too great a step of faith to take. You will think of rational reasons why the plan cannot work, and you will hesitate and you will question God. two things happen in the stage of hesitation. One is you present your questions, reasons, and excuses. And two, God answers these with details of his plan. Some people hesitate longer than others. Some people spend years in the hesitation stage thinking up excuses and reasons why they cannot accept the revelation God has given. But if you do not eventually move on from the hesitation, you will never see the fulfillment of God's revelation. Stage number four, resignation. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And that's Luke 1:38. So Mary moves quickly from hesitation to resignation to the plan of God. This means that she resigns her will to God's plan. She gives up her own plans and desires and accepts God's new direction in her life. Stage five, verification. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And that's Luke 1:45. So in the verification stage, God verifies or confirms his plan because Mary becomes pregnant, and the revelation is verified in her own body. If you resign your will to the revelation of God's plan, it will not be long until you receive verification of that plan. In stage six, exaltation. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Luke 1:46. So Mary rejoices in the plan of God. Read her complete exaltation of God in Luke 1:46, 55. When you accept the plan of God for your life, it will always bring happiness and result in exaltation of God. So as you learn in this course, following God's plan does not mean that you will be without problems. In the natural world, Mary had a real problem. She was pregnant without being married. But the plan of God is greater than any temporary sufferings which it involves. In the end, it always brings joy and exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ. A final word, listen for his voice. So in this course, you have received guidelines for knowing the voice of God. And as you listen for his voice, remember his promise, which is found in Jeremiah 10:11. "I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." God will continue to guide you until death. In Psalms 48:14, it says, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." His guidelines will continue in the new heaven and new earth. In Revelation 7:17, it says, "For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall feed them unto living water, fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." God is not silent. If you listen to his voice, his voice can be heard above the noise and confusion of all the voices of the earth. God speaks and you can know his voice. We find that in Hebrews 13:20 through 21. It says, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom he be the glory forever and ever. Amen." So that's it for this whole course. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and then go on to the final exam. God bless. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.